Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
It's Monday, May 2nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Q1 numbers from Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon. Microsoft's built-in VPN in Edge, and customers go third-party for information. This is the Business of Tech. Let's hit a couple of the earnings numbers. Everyone made a lot of money. Microsoft posted double-digit growth again, with revenue up 18% and the profit representing 8% more year over year. Microsoft is focused on the server and cloud resources revenue up 29% and Microsoft Cloud up 32%. And despite the lack of people in offices, their office business was up 12% in the commercial space. Even LinkedIn is growing like crazy at 34% this quarter. Alphabet reports Q1 revenue up 23% from the same period last year. Revenue from Google Cloud is up, reaching $5.8 billion compared to $4 billion last year. Google Cloud Platform specifically was cited as greater than Google Cloud in general. Amazon announced it lost $3.8 billion on revenues of $116.4 billion in the quarter ending March 31st. The latter figure is a gain of 7% year over year. AWS was cited as growing 37% year over year in the last quarter. I'll use this as an opportunity to look at these companies' relative placements in the cloud market too. TechCrunch posted a comparison. The Q1 2022 market share review of the cloud infrastructure market gives Amazon 33% share, Microsoft 22%, Google 10%, and the following 10 companies combined at 21%. The big three are 65% of the market. It's Microsoft that is slowly gaining ground. Finally, a quick look at equipment. According to Counterpoint Research, global PC shipments fell 4.3% year over year in Q1 2022 to reach 78.7 million units. Apple and Dell grew their shipments. Everyone else slowed. IDC also finds a 3.9% decline in worldwide tablet shipments. Why do we care? The interest is all about cloud businesses. I cite follow the money often. Well, why are these three making crazy money? Cloud. Focus on Microsoft here. Why did they redo their partner program recently? Cloud, cloud, and more cloud. I know I get pushback from some listeners here. I'll cede the timetable as debatable. I won't cede that the conversion to cloud is happening. The growth isn't because of hardware, that's for sure. Microsoft is adding a free, built-in VPN to its Edge browser. Called Edge Secure Network, Microsoft is currently testing the Cloudflare-powered VPN service and says it will roll it out to the public as part of a security upgrade. Data is limited to 1 gigabyte per month, and users would need to be signed into a Microsoft account, which notably can track usage. Why do we care? This felt important due to a subtle network design shift happening with Microsoft and Apple. Apple has its privacy relay features in beta, and now Microsoft is rolling out its version here. How long until users can disappear behind these products, even within organizations? I could call this another version of shadow IT. And I think I just did. Here's an interesting Gartner prediction. By 2025, 60% of customers will seek service in third-party sources of information not owned by the company. Quoting the press release, currently, younger customers already use third-party information sources more frequently than older consumers, suggesting that this trend will increase as their share of the total customer base grows. 66% of millennials and 56% of Gen Z customers reported using a third-party source before contacting official service channels, compared to just 25% of baby boomers who did so. The survey also found that 58% of younger customers, millennials and Gen Z, indicated they trust third-party information sources as much as company-provided information because they find the information easier to use or less biased. To resolve service issues, customers are increasingly turning to third-party sources of information, such as on YouTube or Reddit, said Eric Keller, Senior Director of Research in the Gartner Customer Service and Support Practice. This will further complicate service journeys and erode the control service and support leaders have over experiences. However, this trend also brings opportunities to help customers access trustworthy peer-to-peer support with limited investment from the company. Why do we care? I had two reactions here. First, third-party validation will remain a helpful value add IT providers will bring to their customers. That seems solid. The second is the generational divide. As the decision-making is done more and more by younger customers, they'll be seeking this information in new places, many online. I've made my e-commerce case several times before and will layer on thinking about online education and content building. My data for my shows validates this. It's younger than the typical demographic one might expect in the IT service space. So how is your organization positioned here? And a follow-up from last week. Microsoft extended their NCE deadline from July 1st to July 11th, and I didn't have a reason. Listener Warren offered a theory. July 1 is the new fiscal year for many, and this offers a window for those payments to be moved into the next fiscal year. An informal, why do we care? Even without knowing for sure this is the reason, and I guess Warren is right, it's useful strategy regardless. Making it easier for a customer to pay you is never a bad thing. Take this tip. Offering flexible payment timing is different than terms and better than a dreaded discount. Ignite is back with their 2022 MSP Summit. Hear what's new at Ignite from the senior leadership team. Learn from an open discussion with a panel of your peers. Choose from a variety of sessions with experts, including Tiffany Bova, Chief Growth Evangelist at Salesforce. The event is virtual May 12th, 2022. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Warren for the feedback. I really do appreciate it. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.